So now we're going to
start to talk more about the motion of the ions. Up until now, I've said the ions we just fix. But actually, the motion of the nuclei is important for the vibrations of the molecules. So we want to include that as well. And the first step in describing the motion of the nuclei is to calculate a bond potential like this. And you'll remember that how this was calculated is that we fixed the positions of the nuclei. And then for every position, this is for a diatomic molecule, say, for every position between the nuclei, we calculated the energy of the multi-electron electronic wave function. And this was a lot of work, because first we have to find the molecular orbitals for the molecule, and then from the molecular orbitals we could construct a multi-electron wave function. And then doing that, we had to make sure the multi-electron wave function is properly antisymmetric and calculate the energy of it. And the energy calculation was difficult because of the electron-electron interaction term, which diverged right in the middle of the region where we were trying to do the interval. So it's a complicated problem, but by doing that, you can calculate the energy as a function of position of the nuclei and get a bond potential like this. And once you have this bond potential, you can use it to help calculate